Welcome back. Mike Warren Thomas here. It's Discover the Finger Lakes at SaveYourLife.com. And yesterday I was listening to just a part of the interview that Evan Dawson did with, and this is on WXXI Connections, with Garth Fagan and the three key people in Garth Fagan Dance. And I'm going to go back this weekend and listen to the entire interview. It's in their, WXXINews.org. You can find the archives for Evan's Connections program. So it was in a little less than an hour, a discussion with Garth Fagan celebrating 50 years, which is beyond remarkable. But also the three other guests included Bill Ferguson, who's the acting executive director of Garth Fagan Dance. And Natalie Rogers Cropper, she's the school director and assistant rehearsal director. And Norwood Pennywell, who's rehearsal director for Garth Fagan Dance. And these four people, you need to just listen to a little bit of the interview, I think, and their voices will draw you in. And our kids participated in Garth Fagan Dance classes for quite a few years. And so we got to know all of these people, all four of them. And again, I'm looking forward to listening to the entire interview, but just in the few minutes that I listened, I heard several callers or people who'd written and texted, emailed to Evan what a family atmosphere it was, or it is, still is, and what special experience. And I have to say, this is world-renowned dance company that's based here in Rochester, and it really always has been. And these are superstars in the dance world. And an arts world, and they are some of the most down to earth, nicest people that you could meet, and you can really tell in their voices, especially. And I'm glad Evan brought all four of them together. I wish that Garth Fagan Dance was able to perform and do their usual November performances. Obviously, they do, and but I hope people will consider donating, and perhaps even more importantly, taking adult classes in the future. They are doing some online things you can look into, and Garth Fagan Dance. .com, I think, is our website. Certainly easy to find. But, once this pandemic is over, you should get to know the company and take some of the adult classes, maybe volunteer and help, or go to their performances, of course. But try to get to know the people in Garth Fagan Dance. They are incredibly special people, and we feel just so lucky to be kind of a part of that, a small part of that, through our kids taking classes, and both our daughters got really a lot out of those classes. There's not only learning dance, but just body awareness and the music, the work ethic of Garth Fagan Dance, their method, Garth's dance method, and being able to associate and work with these dancers, an amazing dance troupe, again, right here in Rochester. And so if you have family or friends with kids really of any age, and I saw quite a few teenagers really, I'd say, profoundly affected by the mentors that Garth Vangen dance instructors really became, and so it's not really necessary to be someone who, it certainly isn't necessary to be someone who wants to become a dancer. The idea really is to explore an art form, just like, you know, you don't, kids or adults don't draw on, you know, paper and do paintings because they think they want to be a professional artist and sell those paintings. You do it to explore an art form, and that's the same with Garth Vangen dance. You don't need to be a dancer. You don't need to have any background. It's really about more than dance, in a sense. And so, again, when the pandemic is over and in-person classes resume, and they'll be doing those for adults as well as for kids, try to get involved and get to know them. And part of it is just helping to appreciate that they're here in Rochester. And, you know, this is a group that's known worldwide. So you can go to their website and learn a lot about them, and listen to Evan's interview from yesterday, Friday. That's November 13th. And easy to find on XXI's website, and lots of other interviews he's done over quite a few years now. But partly because of the 50th anniversary, and just, you know, Garth Vangen in particular, I think a lot of people know about him. They know maybe, you know, about Lion King, but maybe they haven't listened to him. And I think that's really the beauty of this interview, is you get a chance to listen to Garth and listen to key people in the organization that have been influenced by him over the last 50 years. Some of them have been working with him, maybe all three of them, certainly for decades. And it's, we need to appreciate what's unique here in our area, and having Garth Vangen dance in Rochester makes us unique in the dance world. This is an arts world. This is this is huge, having them based here in Rochester. So again, let me know what you think of the interview, and maybe some other connections that you have with Garth Vangen dance. But for the future, again, when the pandemic ends and dance classes can return, you know, maybe it's time to learn their dance form and explore it. Maybe just for, you know, one season or one group of classes. You know, because after that, I think you'll see their performances differently. You'll have a connection with some of the dancers and the instructors for the kids and adults, and you'll appreciate what they do even more. I loved the interview, and I only caught really like 5 minutes of it. And so couldn't listen to the rest, so I'll be listening to it this weekend. Again, Garth Vangen dance, really amazing organization here in our area. You can email me anytime with comments, questions, michael@saverlife.com. Love to hear from you and get more details on places you've been visiting, maybe. Things that you've discovered. The Camp Good Days and Special Times is another pretty amazing thing that's located right here in our area in the Finger Lakes. The offices are in Mendon. The camp itself is in Branchport, Keuka Lake. And each year they do a Finger Lakes International Wine Competition, a Wine and Spirits Competition, and they do a fall auction and dinner. And this year they're going to be they're doing the auction online, which is something I'd hoped that they would do many years ago to allow people to bid on the wines who can't go to the dinner. But now, because of the pandemic, this auction is only online, and it's going on right now through November 19th. So you can bid. In order to bid, you need to register with Camp Good Days and Special Times and give them a secure credit card page to sign up so you can bid. And the cases have been really put together beautifully. So this competition brings in 1,500, a couple thousand wines in March. They judge them, and each winery sends in usually like three bottles of each wine that they're entering in case one is bad or is broken or whatever reason. So they have some extra wines that are not opened. And also, I think wineries that get a gold or double gold medal donate a case to Camp Good Days. And so they auction these off, and they've got lots of wine. There are several hundred cases of wine that are auctioned off, as well as a number of other things, some cool trips and products and a bunch of sort of sports jackets. And but the wines are the highlight here, and some fun combinations. So they're generally sold in cases. I think a few of them maybe half cases. They are occasionally only one winery or only one wine. But many of these are mixed cases, and they are going to go pretty inexpensively. So you can just go to campgooddays.org and check out the auction, and then there's an overview page with all of the different cases. And just to give you a couple of heads up on these cases, we'll talk about them more in the wine show tomorrow, but there are a number of Eastern European wines that come into this competition through connections with judges that have been coming. And so these judges are coming from Eastern Europe, and they know the wineries and the winemakers there, and they encourage them to participate in this competition. The wines are judged double blind, so the judges have no idea which wines are coming from Eastern Europe any more than the Finger Lakes judges know which wines are from the Finger Lakes. They're again double blind, and they've worked hard to get judges from all over the world to participate in this, and it raises money for Camp Good Days. It allows them to bring kids to Branchport, kids with cancer or perhaps who have beaten cancer or in remission or in treatment or just diagnosed, all kinds of scenarios, and they have a week at camp, which sounds maybe on the face of it fairly simple, but when you have kids who are very sick or taking some really difficult chemo and radiation regimes, they often have doctors who are maybe sometimes accompany them, or certainly Camp Good Days has a staff of doctors to work with these kids and keep them safe and allow them to do what kids do at camp, but also knowing that they are perhaps in treatment right now for cancer. So it's an amazing operation. It's been going on for around 40 years. Gary Mervis, just an amazing job founding this, and you can help support that. And from the beginning, he said, and I've interviewed him many times, but he said, from the beginning, I said this camp was going to be free for the kids, so the families didn't have to choose between buying, you know, groceries and medicine, or and sending their kid to camp. This has always been free for the kids to attend. So it's fundraisers like this wine auction and competition that help to make that happen. And so these cases of wine, some of them will go for below market value, and they do post on each of these what the fair market value of the case is. But keep in mind, you're able to buy wines through this competition that you could not buy any other way. I don't think you can order these and have them shipped from Eastern Europe very easily, at least. They come from many states. In fact, you can get several of these cases are 12 different states, or 6 or 8 different states. And again, you can't find these wines in a local wine shop. So, for example, there's a Czech Republic white wine case that fair market value says $160, and that's what, like $11-12 a bottle, and the bids are well below that right now. So there's a Eastern European double gold case. These are wines that are, all the judges on the panel that evaluated those wines felt they were gold medal status wines, and they're going to be delicious. But you won't recognize the names. You may not even be able to read the labels because they'll be written in whatever languages are these countries speak, and the wines are not necessarily intended for export. So, they are, which is another reason you're not going to be able to buy these wines except through this competition. It really is a unique kind of thing. And so in general, I think those Eastern European wines probably will go for some great prices. People will tend to bid higher on the All-American Cabernet case or the rich oaked aged Chardonnay case. Again, these are mixed wines. And you can go and look under each of these items on their website to see exactly which wines and wineries are in this case. And again, you won't recognize them, but that's fine. There's a whole lot of great wine that's being made by wineries you don't recognize, you'll never hear of, or states that you won't hear of. You can bid not only on wines made from grapes, but also fruit wines. Those will be very inexpensive and probably pretty spectacular. There's meads. You can buy a case of meads. They've got gold medal winning reds to pair with steak or with seafood. There's dry Riesling favorites, a case of those. There's sweeter blush cases. There's several Canadian cases. There are quite a few Canadian wines that are entered. And again, these Canadian cases will probably go pretty inexpensively. You can bid through November 19th at, I believe, 8 p.m. There's Southern Hospitality wines from southern states. There's the Sweet Natives, which people are not very interested in native grapes. So that means that case, which currently has no bids, will probably be really inexpensive and probably has some really delicious wines, you know, and that's a part of the fun of these mixed cases, I think, from Camp Good Days and Special Times, is that there's some a whole lot of surprises in there. And, you know, right now the opening bid for those sweet natives is $70. And again, you're getting 12 bottles of wine. And these are from like 6 or 8 wineries. Some of them are from Hazlitt and Johnson Estate, which is from Western New York over near Lake Erie, Sparkling Ponds Winery. So, and you can read about each one of the wines that are in these cases, and your bidding will help to support them. There's a Sommelier Choice cases. I think Holly Howell's the one that helped put those together. Some Aussie Silver Medalists. These are Australian wines, and Silver Medalists are really good wines. Obviously, everyone wants a gold medal, but silver is quite good. There's a whole case of port in 12 different ports. Fun to look through, and I really like the way that they have put these together, these cases. And they have some blind tasters challenge cases. So these would be a lot of fun to you know, offer in. They're in paper bags with numbers on them, and you're trying to figure out, you and friends, maybe trying to figure out what they are. There are a lot of cases of spirits. And so again, campgooddays.org, you can get more details. And this is, I think, one of the most fun ways to buy wine, because you will never see many of these wines in wine stores, and many of them would be difficult to order and have them shipped to you. So go to campgooddays.org, check out their wine auction through November 19th, support what they do, and get some really good wine. Fun to explore. If you have any comments, suggestions, email me, michael@saverlife.com. And again, I hope you'll bid high and often for this to support Camp Good Days and Special Times. Also, reminder, the George Eastman Museum has their Sweet Creations going on now through December 13th. And there are evening hours on Thursdays, 5 to 8 p.m., beyond their regular hours, and handcrafted wreaths also part of that. And those are both the wreaths and the gingerbread houses available to bid on online auctions. And, you know, I think after this pandemic is over, I think some of these online auctions will continue, because it allows people outside our area to bid that might not be able to come to Camp Good Days and Special Times, their actual dinner auction that they normally have, but they would want to bid online to support camp and to get some of these intriguing wines. And the same with the gingerbread houses. You know, your relatives in, you know, Montana or Tennessee may not be able to come, partly because of the pandemic, partly because it's maybe too far to travel in general to come see the gingerbread houses, but you know, they could bid this year and maybe have one of them shipped to them. So it's the George Eastman Museum. It's eastman.org for details on their Sweet Creations. We'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine and some more details on that Camp Good Days auction. 9 a.m. tomorrow here at saverlife.com. Have a great day.